Ladies and gentlemen, our commencement speaker, Dr. Tim Cook.
Thank you. Thank you. Hello, GW. Thank you very much, President Knapp, for that kind intro, Alex. Trustees, faculty and deans of the university, my fellow honorees, and especially you, the class of 2015, yes. Congratulations to you, to your family, to your friends that are attending today's ceremony. You made it. It's a privilege, a rare privilege of a lifetime to be with you today. And I can't thank you enough for making me an honorary colonial. Before I begin today, they asked me to make a standard announcement. You've heard this before, about silencing your phones. So those of you with an iPhone, just place it in silent mode. If you don't have an iPhone, please pass it to the center aisle. Apple has a world-class recycling program. You know, this is really an amazing place. And for a lot of you, I'm sure that being here in Washington, the very center of our democracy, was a big draw when you were choosing which school to go to. This place has a powerful pull. It was here that Dr. Martin Luther King challenged Americans to make real the promises of democracy, to make justice a reality for all of God's children. And it was here that President Ronald Reagan called on us to believe in ourselves and to believe in our capacity to perform great deeds. I'd like to start this morning by telling you about my first visit here. In the summer of 1977, yes, I'm a little old, I was 16 years old and living in Robertsdale, the small town in southern Alabama that I grew up in. At the end of my junior year of high school, I'd won an essay contest sponsored by the National Rural Electric Association. I can't remember what that essay was about, but what I do remember very clearly is writing it by hand, draft after draft after draft.